Brian Begg spoke with SPR Friday about his qualifications and goals that he has if elected. He says that he believes he has the ability to work with people from all sides of the political spectrum.
You know, I grew up in a household of a very conservative and a very liberal parent. And so I learned the language of really all folks, even when they're trying to get to the same place. Sometimes they use language that puts people off. And so I feel like I definitely have the kind of relationship with my council members that can lead to a consensus on things.
Brian Begg says he believes that cooperation can also extend to the next administration, whoever the mayor is at that point, and he feels that he has a good relation with many of the other staff at City Hall.
But really, day-to-day for City Council, who we work with, are people who are lifetime employees at the city or high-level cabinet appointments. Most of them will be there in 2020, regardless of who the mayor is. And that's who I work with on a daily basis at the city.
As for priorities, he points to his continuing longtime work promoting greater use of the courts to help offenders deal with substance abuse and mental health problems.
I'm known for helping start Smart Justice in Spokane and the idea to get people who have committed crimes so that they don't commit crimes in the future instead of a revolving jail. And I've been working deeply on those issues for years before and also on council. And the crime rate, including property crime, is starting to go down. We just have to drive it down farther with really long-term initiatives that we're working on.
Begg says he's sponsoring a voter levy to see if citizens want to spend more money on police and smart justice programs. He'd also like to focus on continued improvements to Spokane streets.
We've spent more money on street repairs and maintenance in the last few years than we ever have. And I chair the committee that's in charge of that. And I've also have a priority for looking to those places we've ignored, the unpaved streets, the broken sidewalks, the alleys that aren't graded.
And Brian Begg thinks efforts to make more affordable housing in Spokane should be priority number one.
We are working on council to increase density and options for builders so that we can just get more houses and apartments in place, and also take care of the most needy and get them out of the cold.
Begg elaborates on some of the other specifics the council has worked on to make more affordable housing in the city.
So smaller houses, increasing the ability for apartments in areas that have been zoned for apartments. We put in increased our tax incentives for multifamily housing in downtown and centers and corridors. That lets builders get up to 12 years off their property taxes if they build affordable housing in those areas.
Former NAACP President Phil Tyler is the only other person who's announced an intention to run for the city council president position. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.